magical gewgaws, all laid out strategically. Most of those were absent tonight. Maybe Long Shadow didn't want to test the honesty of his guests. After some nervous shuffling, Narayan Singh assumed a protective stance beside the Daughter of Night. I noted a triangle of black silk peeping from the top of his loincloth. He had dressed formally tonight, then. That would be his strangling cloth, his rummel. In more normal times, Long Shadow said, I would go out to the Shadow Gate personally and employ the traps there to collect the shadows I want to use. To obtain the best effect, they have to be trained. Once they are properly trained, they will leave their friends alone. The Skrinza can employ them without troubling me. But these are not normal times. No, they were not. And when he mentioned the Shadow Weavers, I began to wonder if he knew just how bad off he was when it came to followers. At no time had he ever had much contact with those who managed the daily business of his fortress. He gave orders, they got executed. Only a handful of his people had survived Lady's last attack. They continued to care for him. Howler had seen to that. He no longer had any Shadow Weavers to manage any trained shadows he might have. On the other hand, at one time, there had been a crystal chamber atop a tower every 70 feet along Overlook's southern wall. Inside each was a mirror that could be used to cast the light there in a beam onto the ground surrounding the road down from the Shadow Gate. It had taken a couple of men to aim each mirror. Long Shadow did something by moving small figurines in a collection on a table, as though making multiple moves in a board game. He said a single word. The lights in the surviving tower tops waxed brilliant. Light beams reached out across the night. Like accusing fingers, they swung to point in the general area of Croker's old division. They did not light up the slope nearly as well as they had in former times, but I was impressed. They did their jobs without the aid of one human hand. The others there were impressed, too. Narayan seemed a little troubled, the Howler suddenly restless. Long Shadow did not notice. He moved on to his next step. He said, The lights are unnecessary to coming events. I just thought it would be amusing if our enemies watched one another scream their lives out. He giggled. Howler sat up straight as a spear, suddenly alert. He did not like the way things were going. Maybe Long Shadow was not as big a fool as everyone thought. I spent a moment too long watching the girl for a reaction. Smoke did his "She is the Darkness" reaction and started to back off. I held him. We were about to witness some excitement. Long Shadow stepped up to the big crystal sphere, standing on a pedestal at the center of the chamber. His audience watched carefully, nervously. This was not something he had done in front of witnesses before. I doubted they knew what the sphere was. The globe was 4 feet in diameter. What looked like little tunnels followed worm tracks into a hollow place at its center. As Long Shadow stepped closer, shimmering light rippled over its surface, like oil on water, but much more intense. Snakes of cold fire wriggled through the channels inside. It was a hell of a show. Long Shadow raised his spidery hands. Carefully, he removed his gloves and pushed up his sleeves. The skin